Ayy, slip, slide, tryna provide for me. For me. For me.
Yes, 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 y'all. We are back. We are back. We are back. Welcome to another episode of Illegal Intellect. I am your host, Cute, Sparkling Water Poppy, aka we back in this thing and I'm feeling it. I hope y'all enjoyed last week's episode and y'all had some good weeks last week. I know for me it was a good weekend this past weekend. A volleyball team that I've been coaching for, we just found out we're regular season champs. So I want to clap it up for my team, all the hard and effort, hard work and dedication a lot of the girls on my team have put forward. And it ended up 7-3 for the regular season. I think I'm going to say 5 wins was like second place. I don't really know the loss count for that, or 5-5, I guess, if I got that correct. But yes, I'm happy for the way that the season is going, preparing for the tournament that's going to be starting this weekend. So y'all just be with my team. Pray my team does good. We got to buy the first round, and we play, I think, the last game of the day. So hopefully we can win that and keep our number one spot in the tournament for the next Saturday. And then, you know, another big thing that's going on, man, preparing for homecoming, Alabama A&M. That's going to be coming up next Saturday. So I definitely might, I don't know, I might do like a couple episode drops. I might try to drop like maybe 2 or 3 episodes. I don't really know what I'm going to do because it's going to be a busy week next week. But getting right into it, man, you know, I was at Bible study this earlier in the week, and we've been going through the book of Acts, and we've been going chapter by chapter, and we happen to be in Acts chapter 8, and we end up coming across one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And you know, towards the end of the study, we always kind of ask like what we can take away from it, you know, what do we get from it. And like I said, it's one of my favorite passages, and you know, I felt it was only right, you know, after, you know, what was discussed this past week and just like how much this passage like means to me, that I would go ahead and share with y'all, you know. So I hope that's okay with everybody. Never really done, I don't think I really done, I guess, what I'm about to do episode wise on the podcast, but man, I hope that's okay with everybody. Without further ado, I'm gonna be jumping into Acts chapter 8. I'm gonna read 26 through I want to say 38. We're gonna go 36 to 39, and then just go ahead and break it down. Even for myself, I usually like to read like the whole chapter, but like I said, you know, I understand it's a podcast. I'm still going to stay within a normal time frame, but here we go. So, now, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The spirit told Philip, "Go to the chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shear, it is silent. So he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized?" And he gave the order to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Now, I want to just jump into this like just real quick and saying, you know, Acts, you know, as a whole collective, is like one of my favorite books that's actually in the Bible. So, you know, obviously I said this passage that we just read, this chapter, but the book of Acts, it just gives us a good insight to basically like how the early church, the first century church, got its start, you know, in the world. And a lot of the things that took place that let, like, and it showed you just the growth and the things that took place of the church. And, you know, for me, you know, coming up, like I've shared on here before, you know, I was raised in church, and, you know, I had a lot of, you could say, religious influences along the way, you know, in my journey. And I had never come across this passage until I actually was in college, and I've been saved for a while. And it was like one of the most mind-blowing passages for me, because you know, a lot of the stigma that's out there about Christianity is that, like, you know, especially being a African-American, is that, you know, it's hard to believe in the Bible because a lot of people say, you know, it's from Europe, or, you know, with slavery being such a big thing here, is that it's the religion that enslaved the slaves, and therefore we shouldn't want anything to do with this book. And, you know, the one of the biggest things that I always try to, you know, tell people when it comes to the Bible in general is still take the time to read the book for yourself. Like, actually read the book for yourself, no matter, regardless of what you believe in, because I still feel like, even for those that may not believe in the Bible, it's not a bad book to read and to take things from. Same thing you do with a lot of other books. I'm pretty sure there's other books of other literature you've come across in your time of learning, in your time of just curiosity. Whereas, like, there's a point you've been able to take away from the book, even though you might not want to, like, live your whole life through, like, a particular lens, right? And, you know, when I came across this passage, and, you know, I was like, man, like, the mere fact that right here is getting specific in the New Testament, and it's mentioning Ethiopia, which, as we all know, is an African country. And for me, like I said, it just was like pulled me in like so much closer to the light man has so much influence inside this book and rewriting it and making it away, and then it just basically oppressed a specific group of people, right? And in this passage we sitting here reading, where there is an Ethiopian eunuch, and then for those that may not know what a eunuch is, it gives you basically, even by saying, like, the Ethiopian eunuch's job title, essentially he worked with the queen. So, you know, in this age, it's hard for us to kind of think of this. I think the word we would use today would be like castration, but eunuch is like, he obviously, like, either has, you know, his testicles smashed because of the job that he has, or probably like at birth, but in this case it's the job that he has because he's around the queen, and this is like a practice that's put into place so that people that are around the queen do not sleep with the queen, so that way they basically, like, nothing crazy can happen in that realm. So that is why he's a eunuch. So one, we kind of know what this guy has. He has a good job, for one, and then if we take into account, like, given the time period that this is placed in, even the fact that, you know, he has scripture. So one, he has a good job. And he's of somewhat status because, one, he can read, which, you know, these days we kind of take for granted, you know, a lot of the times. But reading is a big deal back in this day and age. Right? So one, it's like the guy has a good job. He can read and he's bought some scripture. He's bought a scroll. Right. And essentially, you know, he travels from Ethiopia to Jerusalem, which even like I'm saying, this is a big deal. Because Ethiopia and Jerusalem are not close to each other. This ain't that around the corner to Walmart type of trip that the eunuch takes. This is some days involved inside this journey to get from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. And it says in there, right? It says the man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, you know, and he's just in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah. And you know, Philip ends up going to the chariot and just, you know, keeping it so simple and hearing like the guy reading the prophet of Isaiah. And he says, do you understand, you know, what you're reading? Right. And then the eunuch's like, there's no way, you know, how can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. And he invited Philip to come and sit with him. And I wanted to bring up a point here and say that, you know, in this era that we find ourselves in, a lot of times where a lot of people are, you know, are under the notion of like, you know, I believe like there is a God, but I got a certain way that I want to go about doing things, or I got my own understanding with God, relationship with God. Like, I don't really need to go to church, or I don't really need to mix and mingle in fellowship. Like, I can navigate my relationship with God all by myself. And I just like the fact that the eunuch, who we can say at the moment he seems right spiritual, right, is honest enough with himself to say like he does have the book of Isaiah with him and he is reading it, but he really can't comprehend fully what the book is actually saying. And you know, even the Philip, who is an established Christian, like earlier on in like Acts, I want to say 6, they kind of describe Philip's character in Acts 6, if you want to go back and read that. But like, fast forward here and just saying like, you know, like, hey, like, you know, you understand what you're reading. I see you got this scroll, right? And just makes a simple introduction to him. And, you know, a lot of times I feel like as Christians, we kind of get inside our own heads and we might be thinking like we assume probably because like people got a Bible app or people got Bibles. Or even like, you know, that like, oh, we grew up with some people like everything is fine. They got it. They understand God, or they still have their relationship intact and everything is OK. And we don't really take the time, you know, to just, add, you know, just see, check the temperature to read the room. Right. So, you know, that's just what I want to bring up there. Then going down further, right, where he ends up basically reading. It breaks down some of what's inside the scroll, right? And you can go back and read all of Isaiah 53, right? And even in that point there, like a lot of times we think like, oh, like if somebody's not understanding or they might be brand new or hearing about maybe Christianity or something for the first time, like we think like, what's this passage of can come up with or turn to it? This crazy analogy that I can, you know, just pull out of thin air that is just going to easily convince somebody and like help them become a believer. And we see right here, Philip's like, he just starts with the scripture that he actually has right there. The scroll that he has, he just starts where the guy is at. He meets the guy exactly at the level that he's at. And like I said, that's how it could be for us, man. Like we just could be meeting a lot of people like where they at. And like, let's just keep it there to what they do understand. Or what we have in front of us to be able to break down. I say a lot of times, man, we're trying to convince people of God so much with the Bible closed without actually like letting the scriptures do most of the work, letting God's words actually, you know, be seen, heard, and read by people. Even for ourselves, a lot of the times, man, I find like, there's a lot of things that we tend to say on God and we put on God that the Bible doesn't say. right? We just like, it's just these sayings that we kind of regurgitate like a lot of times. And like I'm saying, there's a lot of what God reveals about himself that's just so simple. And even going down further, right, where it's like, you know, they still basically end up talking about the scripture. And as they traveling, the eunuch goes here to mention, he's like, man, look, it's water right here. Because it says, you know, they in a desert on a desert road, right? And they just traveling. He's like, look, it's water right there. What can stand in the way, you know, of me being baptized? And, you know, he gave the orders to have the chariot stop. And then both him and Philip got out. And the eunuch was baptized. And even in this day and age, like, I know a lot of people have like different views, you know, on baptism as itself, like what it means, if it must be carried out, if it's only simply just a symbolism, you know. And I guess without kind of getting off the rails and getting too into that, but I just want to bring up that I'm happy that, you know, based off what we read in here, is that what Philip was able to explain with the very passage that he had and telling him the good news about Jesus, the eunuch was able to come to like a very fast understanding and knowing that, you know, I actually believe what I've read and what's been said to me today, what's been explained to me today. And it is in this moment now he sees like this, it's some water right there. This is my opportunity to join in with God. Right. And like I said earlier, right, we think like, oh, like he had a scroll, like he must be spiritual already. He got it together already. It's even like I said, this guy works for the queen. So we could imagine him being in a chariot at this time, man. It's not just like him pulling up on a mule or something like that. Like this man probably looks like he has some status about himself. And, you know, Philip, like going off the guidance of the Spirit, just goes up and speaks to him, and it ends up like helping this guy get to a point that he clearly was trying to get to. Like I said, obviously he traveled all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to worship, and ends up like finding himself, like actually getting to join in and be a part of God's family, getting to become a Christian. And like I said, I find this story just like so big for me, man, because it's just like, you know, a lot of like I said, a lot of times people just make it seem like Africa didn't have any introduction to Christianity until like it got imperialized, until missionaries showed up and put people on slave ships and all this other stuff. And it's like right here we seeing like in the Bible itself, is mentioning the guy that wherever he was at, wherever he was from, right, in Ethiopia, he was able to buy some scripture, right? So clearly there's a big has to be some influence of Christianity already there for him to be able to purchase a scroll. And then with this scroll, even if you go on to read Isaiah 53, it does mention Jerusalem, to even thinking like this guy ends up traveling to like a place that's named inside the very passage that he's reading, and it ends up like saving him. And I know one of the biggest things on my bucket list even is to like travel to Ethiopia, ever since I kind of read this story and just thinking like, you know, I kind of want to go to a library, or maybe go to a couple different churches out there and just kind of see like how this very passage resonates like out there. Anything that I can learn about the early church there, because a lot of this stuff, like I said, predates like Europe, like at all, like period, like there ain't no Europe yet, like when this happens, you know. And like I said, I just think it's a big takeaway for us to realize, man, you know, we can be open to like, you know, trying to do things like our own way, or thinking like we know what's best for ourselves, man. But, you know, there's a lot of things sometimes that can go over our head if we're honest with ourselves. And, you know, there are people that we can come in contact with that can help us understand the full picture a little bit better, and thus really give us, you know, what we're looking for. you know, and I feel like even the eunuch, probably who knows what the eunuch really like came down here for, but I'm pretty sure like with him leaving, he's like really feeling fulfilled and really happy and really probably heard by God. And I find that that's where a lot of us could find ourselves. You know, we could find ourselves in this very same place, whether we're the ones that need a Philip to come and help us understand, you know, or whether we're the Philip that has to put ourselves in position, just like I said, to keep it simple and just, you know, go ahead and ask, you know, do you understand? Or I remember I was speaking in my church like not too long ago. And I know a lot of times, you know, when church is over, you know, everybody gets to talking and fellowshipping with each other. People always ask you, like, you know, how's your day going or how's work going? And I said, a lot of times, you know, I'm not asked me, you know, how's my faith? And I told myself, man, that I might actually start like asking that as a question and seeing what people say, because there's a lot of times, man, where, you know, people just say like, oh, how's work? How's this going? And you kind of just give like a generic, like, oh, everything is going fine. Everything is good. And it can well as well not be good. It cannot be fine. But a lot of times I find when people are asking me like spiritual questions, like I really got to think about what I'm about to say next. And I kind of just don't let out a rant, like just any type of answer, just like a just easily be like, oh, it was good, it's good. Like, I really think, man, and who knows, man, like maybe that day, you know, if somebody would have asked me like, how's my faith, I might really like let them know or be like, I've been worried about this or I've been in prayer about this, you know. And there's just been a couple of times where, man, it's been big things in my life, you know, that I was keeping to myself and, you know, just thinking I just deal with this by myself, everything's gonna be okay. And then there's been other times where people have really came and checked on me and inquired about what's going on with me, and I've been able to release like some of that, and like I said, like feel like I've been heard and get some insight about like how I can really do something that's gonna satisfy me the proper way, you know. And that this is like I said, one of the biggest takeaways for me, like even just being a Christian in itself and just thinking like, you know, a lot of times, you know, we never know what involvement like we may, you know, have just by asking a simple question like, you know, do you understand what you're reading and what that could turn into? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, here it is. I think just before this, like Philip was in Samaria and then he ends up in Jerusalem. And then next thing you know, he's just in this chariot with this guy that he just met, you know, basically just talking to him about the Bible. Well, it's not the Bible at that time, but talking about to him about the book of Isaiah and telling him about Jesus. And then next thing you know, he just ends up like going like somewhere else after that. And just thinking like, man, I remember like a lot of times just thinking, man, this would be like just an amazing life right here. You know, just being able to just go from city to city, just really just like proclaiming like the good news. And I know a lot of times like that gets swept under the rug with the busy lives that we have here, you know, being Americans, man, and just getting caught up with just like day to day or relationships, whether that be platonic, romantic, or work. And we just get busy with all this stuff that sometimes we put these things, you know, on the back burner, what could be like very, very, very life changing and very pivotal inside people's lives. And, you know, I almost said I stand before you, but obviously I'm not standing before you, but I'm here before you just speaking from like experience of just like, I've been in contact with people that have like made this like their sole mission. And it's been one of the greatest things I could have been introduced to, especially if you've been listening to this podcast from day one and just knowing like I was taking a step away from church, you know, in my youth. And, you know, people started asking me the right questions, and instead of just giving me just random opinions or just like good talking points, like were just like hitting me with so much scripture that I had never read before, that I had never seen before, books that I had never turned to before. answers to life that I had never knew was inside the Bible. And it was just, it was undeniable, like what was before me and what I was reading. And, you know, it was at that moment, you know, I've said plenty of times, I realized, like, how could I really call myself a Christian? And I didn't know what was inside my own doctrine, inside my own book. How could I really be out here saying, you know, I believe in God, and I don't really know what it was fully that I believed in, what I have fully signed up for, what I fully like had thought I was into. And I just remember having that moment when I had that understanding, like the eunuch, and I was sitting at church while the rest of my friends was getting baptized. And I thought to myself, like, you know, I could be right with God right now. I don't have to wait any longer. Like, I don't have to put this before me. I don't need to overthink this, man. And I find myself, like, a lot of times thinking, you know, when I got to convince myself of something, usually that's the wrong, like, that's pertaining to very, very serious matters. Like, usually that's the wrong thing that I'm probably about to get into if I really got to work so hard at justifying it or making it right, you know. Where it was like, this was like, it was clear as day. It was clear as day for me, you know, that I finally like understood like who Jesus was, what his mission was for, what he really died for. And then like how I really could come to accepting him based off what he said that I should do in order, you know, to be right, you know, with God. And, you know, and it was a great day for me. That's actually coming up for me in like a couple of months. I believe I got baptized on Veterans Day, November 11th at like 12 o'clock in the morning, man, with like 11 other people. And it was a great day, man. And I never forget that day either, man. And just thinking just how thankful that I am. And like I said, even to think like I said, man, the book of Acts, man, I had never read the book of Acts for myself until I was probably actually like 20 years old, you know? And I think it's a very, 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 very insightful book of the Bible. And I think, like I said, if you haven't read this book before, like, I would venture to say to go through the book of Acts and see how the church gets its footing, its foundation, and what it becomes towards the end of the book. And it's a beautiful thing. But this story right here was just so beautiful for me, man. So beautiful for me. Especially, you know, just like I said, if I think about today and the climate that we in right now, where everybody is just like still big on like online service and just keeping everything in-house, in-home. And it's really just like, man, if you really are reading this book, like a lot of us claim that we are, man, it's just like, we gotta be fellowshipping with other believers. And not only that, like, are we reaching out to people that need what God is offering, that need what Jesus is offering, you know? Or do we just, you know, hide behind our avies, like on Twitter, and be like, well, I sent my tweet out, everything is fine. I sent the Facebook post. You know, I always see that, like, if you love Jesus, repost this pic if you really love him. Or, like, if you scroll past this, like, you know, I always see that. And I be thinking, like, I never reshare that stuff every time I see it, because I figure I need to be out here in real life actually doing something, interacting with the people, you know. And, but it's always stuff like that. Or, you know, I know Shade Room, like, sometimes posts is like this morning inspiration. Or I remember there's a Jesus's Love account that a lot of women followed and just put, you know, these quotes up and stuff like that. But it always made me think, like, you know, what else are we doing in the real world when we come into contact with real people? You know, are we really, like, in a position for ourselves with our understanding to give a testament like Philip did, you know, about Jesus? You know, do we really know what we believe? You know, and Like, are we just, you know, willing to do the bare minimum, or are we willing to just, like, you know, jump all the way inside the pool, you know, instead of just dipping our toes in and really be out here and make some change for the people. And, you know, the Bible is a very pivotal part of my life, and a lot of his teachings in a way that I live my life, you know, based off, you know, what it says, is a very foundational part for my platform. And I remember in thinking, like, early on, like, a big part of why I did want a podcast is because I also felt like there wasn't just too many spaces where I felt like people were having, like, open and honest conversations, you know, about God with, like, real world examples, or without always just being a debate about, like, whether, like, you know, Jesus come, or, you know, if, you know, all this other stuff, man. Just always, like, always we stay in this debate about, like, belief. And, you know, I'm not saying that the debate about belief is not an important one, but, you know, I'm just more along the line of, like, I just want to really, for the most part, talk about, like, you know, the experience that I've had in interacting with God, interacting with his people, and putting that out there for people to see. And I know, like, Christians, like, they catch, like, you know, still a bad name today, you know, but I always just want to say to people, man, like, you know, in the spirit of, we are human, we are not perfect, you know, but, you know, for the most part, it's like, you know, I'm doing the best that I can, you know, to live, like, apart from how a lot of people, you know, want to live. And a lot of the bad rep that Christians do get, I'm just hoping that, you know, when people come in contact with me, they can say that, you know, they had a good experience with me. They could tell that, you know, I tried to show, like, as much care as I possibly, you know, could, and try to be as kind as I possibly could, and try to just be honest with them as much as I possibly could, you know, so that people can warm up to the idea of hopefully one day of just walking, you know, on the same path and hopefully doing it better than me. Because that's what I say a lot of times, you know, people try to big me up for, like, what I do and stuff I do, and I just think, you know, don't be like me. I'm not even trying to be like me. I'm trying to be like Jesus, you know. And with that said, man, thank y'all for listening to this little short, I guess, quote unquote, like, Bible study, I guess, if that's what we want to call it. I might have to get better at this, man. Maybe have to pull one of my lessons out with my PowerPoint in front of me to just, you know, give a little better synopsis or a better breakdown of, like, how my mind really works a lot of times when I read the Bible. And with that being said, man, I hope you enjoy the rest of your weeks. Hope you enjoyed this episode, man. And, you know, if there's somebody out there, man, that may need to hear this, man, don't be afraid to share that with them, man. Man, God bless everybody, man, and y'all enjoy your weekends. Peace.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.